I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Alaska's Salmon River was once known for its clean, sparkling water. But recently, the river has turned a sickly shade of orange, and scientists say climate change is to blame. As temperatures rise, nearby permafrost, or long frozen ground, is thawing. That's letting water and oxygen seep underground and mix with sulfide minerals, creating sulfuric acid. That acid eats away at rocks and releases metals like aluminum, cadmium, and iron. This contaminates the river and makes it cloudy and discolored.
It's pretty upsetting to see that these areas that we have cherished and tried to protect are being severely degraded by anthropogenic climate change.
At many points along the Salmon River, Patrick Sullivan of the University of Alaska Anchorage and his colleagues found enough of these metals to be toxic to aquatic life. Aluminum and iron can clog fish gills, while cadmium can cause calcium deficiencies. Sullivan says dozens of other streams in Alaska and Canada show the same signs of contamination. So climate change and melting permafrost are polluting the once pristine rivers of the far north. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. This is my first chance to wish you a happy new year. We took a well-needed winter break here on Girly So Groovy. My husband and I were road tripping across southern Arizona for a couple of weeks, and I feel like that desert sun has seeped in my brain, and I'm hoping that stepping back in the studio after a couple of weeks off, this is going to be like a bicycle, and I will not forget how to steer this show. I need to say, it is a thrill to be back in studio, but more importantly, it's been a thrill to get your feedback from our last two episodes of Girly So Groovy. We did our annual holiday extravaganza, and before that, we did our top 10 Girly So Grooviest and honorable mention albums for 2025. Both those shows are still available for you. You can go to our website, mixcloud.com/girly so groovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE, if you care to listen. Coming up in the first hour of this very first episode of 2026 here on Girly So Groovy, I've got music on the way from Ani DeFranco, May Simonis, music coming up from Suzanne Vega, Hole, Throwing Muses, Emmylou Harris, But when we talk about the first episode of 2026 as your loyal music programmer, I'm embarrassed to say this, but I still have a bevy of albums from 2025 that I ran out of time to share with you in 2025. So over the next couple of weeks, I'll be bringing in new releases that are still from 2025 that still have not made their way onto Girly So Groovy. And that is how we kick off the entire 2 hours this week. Award-winning alternative Americana crossover artist Brandi Carlile. She returned back in October with her 8th album, Returning to Myself. And obviously, as the title suggests, it is a tender, introspective affair. So kicking off 2026 with new music from 2025, here is Brandi Carlile here on Girly So Groovy.
Is there some freewheeling watcher shooting marbles in the sky, holding your ears between their fingers, watching it burn till the fire dies? Why is it heroic to untether? How is a lonesome holy grail? And if we really come, go unknown, couldn't I find myself in jail? Oh, keeper, how I love you. I love you and you and you. And returning to myself is such a lonely thing to do, but it's the only thing to do. Is it evolving, turning inward? Oh, what an easy way to be. Only kneeling at the altar of the great and mighty me. Let me break myself apart instead and scatter to my birds like a burial at sea. To be the gospel without words. Oh, my darlings, how I love you. I love you and you and you. And returning to myself is such a lonely thing to do, but it's the only thing to do. Until a soul returns to hold another's hand, and then, and only then, it learns that life is like a stone, only skipping for a time. Oh, never really holds its own. It'll never see the other side. Thing I want to do.
to the lover of my youth, the solace for my age, my protection from what harms. You will reach for me on our darkest days, and I will come home to your arms.
Only they would know.
A little Simon and Garfunkel for you there. But honey, let's not forget that this is Girly So Groovy. So this time, Simon and Garfunkel's song, The Boxer, is taken on by Emmylou Harris, an enduring progressive force in alternative country since the 1970s. She took on the Simon and Garfunkel song, The Boxer, and put that on her 1980 album, Roses in the Snow. In the middle, it is Muscle Shoals, Alabama country folk duo, The Secret Sisters, with their song, Hold On Dear. That comes from their album, the album Saturn Return, released in 2020, an album produced by Brandi Carlile. And that's how we started the entire 2 hours off here on the program. Brand new music from Brandi Carlile. The new album is called Returning to Myself. We listened to the opening track and title track, Returning to Myself. If you tuned into our annual holiday extravaganza right before Christmas, you will know that Brandi Carlile was featured as part of that episode as well. Completely forgot myself that we did that and then started this week off with something much more new. If you are still in that Christmas spirit, that holiday spirit, you can listen to that episode. It's on our listening page, mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Okay, let's keep things moving along. An album that got some traction last year and will continue to do so into 2026 comes from a singer-songwriter that is just a pure trailblazer for the music that she's made. When Suzanne Vega released her debut album in 1985, she was a smart, fresh new voice from New York City's urban folk scene, possessing a style and point of view all her own. Well, 40 years and 10 albums later, Suzanne Vega has refined her style without changing much at the core. She is a storyteller with a keen eye and a clever, stylish turn of the phrase. Her latest album, Flying with Angels, proves Suzanne Vega is an artist who is built for the long haul. One of the tracks that I absolutely adore on the new album from Suzanne Vega is actually a song all about another singer-songwriter built for the long haul. On the new album Flying with Angels, Suzanne Vega has a song that pays homage to Lucinda Williams. The song is called Lucinda. Here is Suzanne Vega right now here on You Know It, You Love It, Girly So Groovy.
Springfield of the South, leather red pants and a pale pink mouth. Beehive, bleach blonde, shoulder length straw. Voice is sweet, mostly raw. Watch her and she'll mesmerize. What's in those black rimmed eyes? Traveling preacher, born fighter, work that brimstone, that hellfire.
She holds the light, cinders what comes after.
cowboy slouch, stage star angle. I love her cause she's blunt and humble.
Shaking on my knees.